Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tyler Radio Empire.
There's a comma in your sexual conquest. We'll take that call. Yeah. I don't believe it, but
even porn stars.
Yeah, somebody might have 1,000, but I don't think it's.
It'll be
rock
some
stars.
Gene Simmons.
Some dude.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear from some.
And we'll call
dude.
BS no, on but, you immediately.
Yeah, unless you're a rock star, or a porn star, or just a sex addict that had access to 300 different people. By the way. I'm not going to believe you, you know.
Yeah. Looks like Annie K. Knight, 0.09%.
Yeah.
Doesn't put a lot of action photos in there.
No, I noticed that.
That's because she wants you to go pay for the OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, because who's the Minnesota fan? The OnlyFans chick?
She's great. Allie Ray.
Allie Ray. She used to be a nurse in Boston, but I like her because she's a Viking fan.
She's the one that was banging the coach?
She does porn. She does porn, man.
Twins.
No, that wasn't it.
But she doesn't put much on Twitter. And she advises other content, you know, OnlyFans people, don't give it all up on Twitter, which I think is smart.
Yeah.
And she's got a lot on her.
She's on porn. Just go to porn. Just go to.
Yeah, but for those of us who are never going to pay for OnlyFans, I say, no, don't do that.
But her tweets, you know, aren't porn at all. Her tweets are mostly Viking fan, twin fan, Minnesota Gopher fan.
Ew.
Right. Yep. She's a Gopher. Yeah.
Yeah. Once in a while, she'll put on a cute little outfit.
Yeah.
But look, mostly, I've made some money off social media. If I could make more money on OnlyFans.
Performing?
I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I wouldn't. It's tough.
Have you thought about it?
I've thought about it.
Yeah?
I've thought about it.
If you could make, you're right, if you could do something that you would normally think, so, you're talking about you're doing your voices or doing some sexual stuff for us, you know?
If you did sex stuff on, I'm saying I'm making a little bit of money doing voices.
Yeah.
If I could be making a lot more money doing OnlyFans, I get why people would want to do it.
Would you do
it? I totally see it. If you're a hot chick, Nick said he saw a girl walking into the building the other day that should not be working. Now, and we all know these kind of women. They're just so gorgeous.
Was she like supermodel hot?
Oh, she was like hotter than anybody I've ever seen working in an office.
Ever?
Right.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Right, right.
Wait, including us?
Yeah. Well, he's talking about women, puss. Yeah, so I women like that, I don't want to sound sexist, but they're involved in something else because they're so hot.
I think about it, though.
They don't have to show up at an office, right?
I think about it. Usually have a huge
room. Not that there's not good-looking chicks in offices. Yeah. I get that. There's a lot of good-looking women who work in offices. We get that. But I know what Nick's trying to think. You see just this, oh, my God, whoa. Like, whoa. Like, even good-looking chicks are
married to Jim Pillen.
Right.
Well, it is weird that I'm like, you're that hot and you're clocking in somewhere?
Think of it this way, Nick. Yeah. This is the job she's going to eventually get fired from when they find out about her OnlyFans page.
Because
that's how it goes.
I think about the OnlyFans thing, though, kind of like, it's kind of like pro sports in the sense that, like, you probably only have a window of prime when people will pay top dollar for your services.
And he's
and
young
after
yeah.
that, right. what really can you do? Because it's the only thing you'll ever be known for.
And there's
you
know only what I mean? A handful that are going to make the major leagues. That are going to make
a handful
several.
That'll make the major
it's
leagues.
Still a lot better money.
A lot
than
of people
make
are
going to
do
something
it.
Else, though.
But you know what I mean? What are they? They can't all do like pro athletes do when they retire and go open a car dealership. Like you're not just gonna
or get into
you know
broadcasting.
Yeah. yeah.
You can't,
yeah,
they don't, you can't. There's not like porn commentators.
Yeah,
so
right.
Like, play by play. ESPN, morning
and,
football
and it's
show.
Hard to, I would guess it's really hard to transition out of that once you decide you want to be done doing that part of your life because it's the only thing, anytime people look you up or whatever.
Yeah, but hopefully you made enough money to set yourself up a little bit, a little nest egg.
So on your early fans, would you have chicks who have sex with Denzel and Will Smith?
Oh, yeah.
I would take requests. And right. I would take requests. I'll do yeah. whatever. You know, okay. I'm thinking about it. Look, if there's a market yeah. for it, I just need to know that it exists. In some ways, it's just kind of a feeler. You know, maybe Puss and I will both open things up come
what
okay, holiday
say,
season.
Okay, then
what,
Denzel, say you want to see Puss's feet, Denzel.
All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to slip those Nikes off, okay? Huh? Take them off. Leave the sock on just for a little bit. All right, now take one sock off, son.
See, now I'm looking to push his foot. Yeah. This is okay.
slow
shrinkage, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's showing us his foot.
And I love how you call him son because that is totally what the name he says son a lot.
Oh no!
You're looking
I
at his
looked.
Foot.
I just looked. I just looked.
I think it was brought up on the show.
That'll be $5.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, how it might because Christy likes Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Oh
and
yeah.
If, and if I could talk to Sam Elliott, she thought that I like Sam Elliott. He thought it might be kind of fun.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I thought I'd get you to coach me up a little bit.
I'll have to I'll listen to some Sam Elliott stuff, and we'll work it out.
All I know
we'll work
is
it out. I'm trying to help you, you know
beef.
What I mean?
Yeah, just that's his catchphrase, isn't it? Beef.
Beef.
I think at this point she'll settle for you just not being shroom annoying.
I was gonna say, yeah, but yeah. you say beef starting to feel us, it. That is sexy. Let me see the beef, honey. What the hell's that mean?
It's what's
have you ever dinner. Had have you ever had an OnlyFans person call in?
We've had a porn star, you know.
Porn star.
Yeah, Steffi Lesby on the show. She is your OnlyFans.
You got to get the Uber of porn. You got to get an OnlyFans person to call in. You know, somebody that's doing it for themselves. I want to know.
And you're right, though. The chick from Australia says she makes $1,000 a day, and that's over 300, you know, a year, obviously. Yeah,
good man.
I figured that out.
Good one.
Yeah, wow.
Nice job.
I just said over 300. I didn't say the exact amount. Yeah.
No, but it's 365
separate leap years. Right?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I bet she makes more than that. Because if you have you, that's probably just from one revenue stream. But you're going to have subscriptions. But you're also going to have
right.
You know, you can make
a little side
tips,
hustle,
or you could do product placement. You know, she could do deals. Like these people are their own media companies.
Yeah.
It's like yes, they're selling the sex and the pictures and stuff. But like, there's so much that goes with what you can sell. If you have people's attention, people are going to capitalize on that.
You would think we'd have an OnlyFans person check in once in a while just to promote their product, but we really haven't.
They're laying in their bedroom right now shooting videos, you know?
Yeah.
They're sleeping.
Too busy flicking.
Or they're sleeping. They don't got to wake up. They don't got to wake up till noon. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they ain't waking up. It's like when we ask for strippers to call. They
living
don't
that
call
life.
Because they're sleeping.
Nope.
Nick, when you see that chick walking in the office next time, say, hey, you should do OnlyFans. And
see how that goes.
Or I won't.
Why are you working? You're so freaking hot. Say that to her.
Why is Nick being escorted out by security?
There were these two people.
Shocking.
We did a show at the
Was it on our floor, Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. She's out
I
there
I might
now.
Get just kicked out for this.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Yeah.
She doesn't work. She doesn't work for our company.
Nobody's
so.
Listening, Nick. It's fine. Yeah. We're not on the air.
We did a show at the Funny Bone one time, and afterwards, when people are kind of doing the meet and greets, and they take pictures and say what's up, this couple came through, and they were hot. Like a guy and a girl, they were probably in their late 20s, early 30s, and they were just attractive. Like stand out in a crowd, wouldn't be in this place normally attractive. And we were like, I was like, what is happening? Why are these hot people here? And they were so kind. They took pictures with us. And then later I checked social media and they tagged us. And they're like, oh, we had such a great time. They tagged the MC, the feature, and the headliner, and the club. And they're like, we had a great time, blah, blah, blah. And I don't remember who I was working with that weekend, but we turned to Daisy and we're like, this is crazy that these hot people are being so generous. And Daisy goes, oh, yeah. Well, it's because Stroop out in Ohio that books all this stuff, he wanted to try some social media marketing. So he got some influencers to come in and post about the show and just try to do it. And I was like,
oh, a mirage.
I was like, hot people coming to our show. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They were plants.
They're gorgeous influencers, right?
Just gorgeous influencers who were planted. Yeah.
There are some people that are so hot that you're like, I wonder what your life is like.
Yeah.
Just being that hot.
That hot.
Well, just ask Todd.
Yeah.
You know, he's been through it. Yeah, he knows.
It's overrated.
Day to day. Deals with it all the time.
Yeah.
Just batting people away.
Were you afraid of some sort of like, let's make a Cameron sandwich? Is that what you were thinking originally?
What, with the hot people?
Yeah, right.
No. Okay.
I like that he's in the middle.
We all have sandwich too, conversations. We've had a lot of people come up to us after shows and ask, you know, Nick, I'm sure you've had people come up
after
shows.
Oh, yeah, I know that Tammy Pescatelli had a guy and his pregnant wife wanted to bang Tammy. She told us that story.
It happens a lot. Yeah. I feel like it happens at least a few times a year.
Rob Little hops in the middle of those, by the way. Yeah. He does bang them.
He says yes every time.
I didn't think it was that at all. I was just so surprised that they were so... Because a lot of times people are so cool that they come to shows, but they don't go all the way out of their way to look up the host's social media and tag them.
You're right.
So it was such an anomaly that it really stood out.
I don't get that after shows. Like, nobody's like, hey, let's talk to that kind of funny dweeb trying to get rid of his B cup. Let's see what he's up to.
Or they need to work on some voices.
Is it because, because your stage presence means don't walk up to me because you're just annoyed by people? That could be it.
I don't think it's that, but you're funny. I also talk about, like, you know, being married and kids. And there's some dudes you can tell that are like, they have a couple jokes that are tailored to, hey, I'm open to anybody. Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you see those dudes would be fishing on stage.
Yeah, there's a lot of
them. They throw that out. They're like, who in town wants to hang out after the show?
We've had comedians for years tell us off the air, listen, I'm single on the air. You know?
Yeah.
They've said it, you know.
Yeah. Or you don't cover it off the air, and then you throw it at them on the air, and they go, "Oh yeah, where are you married?" You go, "Well,
you're ruining my snake hair."
It's called black guys.
Right. I think there's a lot of dudes that have their let's get laid.
In general, it was.
They got a let's get laid section of the show. Mm-hmm. It's right before the merch pitch.
Is that what they do? I'm single, you want to come out and hang out with me, that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever works for you. I'm not blaming a guy for getting laid that way.
Do it. Go for it.
Some guys are less obvious than others.
How about this, though? As comics, you're like, well, this isn't a very funny part of the show.
No, it's definitely not. You can see it. You can see it when the guy's
trying to get laid. Like, would you rather address your anxiety or your depression? Which one do you think should take precedence here?
What do you think is the messiest sandwich, you know?
It's got to be the
Sloppy Joe. It's in the name, but the pulled pork.
Talking about banging sandwiches.
Yeah,
you do that bit. I forgot about that.
Yeah, radio guys do that, too. I remember sitting in a session with a program director. I'm about 19. I'm in college, and some rap. He goes, listen to that. It sounds like you're just trying to pick up women.
Yeah.
Bingo.
I kind of am.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get Captain Perception over here.
Good job, boss.
Don't tell my wife.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.